This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 228 for Monday, January 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Monday, although activity was thin and choppy, with markets in the U.S. closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Canola down $4 to $14, March down $8.60 at $974.30 per ton. Damage was done from a chart standpoint last week, with the nearby March contract moving below both the psychological $1,000 mark and some major moving averages. Improving weather conditions for soybeans in South America, with some much-needed rains in the forecasts, were also bearish for the oilseeds in general today. While U.S. markets are closed, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both down overnight. Canada's tight supply situation does remain a supportive influence, but the need to ration demand is thought to be well priced into the futures for the time being. The Canadian dollar, it is a bit firmer, putting some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all untraded, with activity there resuming later this evening. Rain over the next week should help boost production prospects in Argentina, with crops in Brazil farther along and likely too late to see much of an improvement on soybean or corn yields. As far as North American weather is concerned, much of the eastern U.S. and Canada is seeing snow and rain on Monday, while a blizzard is expected to bring 10 to 20 centimeters of snow to Manitoba and Saskatchewan by Tuesday. In addition to the South American weather situation, grain and oilseed traders are also following the general world geopolitical situation closely, with the Omicron COVID-19 variant keeping some caution in all markets. Mounting tensions between Russia and Ukraine could also lead to some choppiness, especially in wheat, as those two countries are major players in the world wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.